In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Friday today, the 9th of March, I do believe, good as always, to have you along, everybody. So listen, here's one way to think about the business and economic news at the end of what feels like a very long week. It literally took something that has never happened before. Hello, North Korea. To knock the economy off the front pages, so to speak. But we are going to put it right back on because, first of all, 313,000 new jobs were added to this economy in February, and B, tariffs. Here with the what happened and why of the past 5 days are Lee Gallagher. She is at Fortune Magazine. David Gura is a host, anchor, I guess they call it in TV, right, Gura, at MSNBC, right? Isn't that what they call it in television?
You got it.
All right, good. Hey, so Lee, let me get to you first. 313,000 new jobs, the unemployment rate of 4.1%. Is there anything not to like about this?
This was really hard not to like. I mean, you know, the key thing here was that wages were up, but they weren't up too much, which was the one thing that freaked everybody out last month because everyone's just on pins and needles waiting for a sign of inflation, and they thought that was it. And so now that's calmed everyone, and that number is huge. So, you know, I can't find anything.
Speechless is what she is. All right. So listen. So David, let me pick up on what she said, which is everybody was worried about inflation. I'm going to use a different word and say overheating. Can we roll with that for a little while?
Yeah. You know, it doesn't seem like the economy is overheating from what we saw today. What Lee was saying is exactly right. Wages didn't go up hugely. You've got this really low unemployment rate, and I think a lot of policymakers are wondering, how long can it stay that low? Is it going to go lower? Is still a lot of people, I think, still wondering about this concept of full employment. So the Fed's wrestling with that, but the Fed has forecasted out, I think, 3 rate increases this year. It seems like they're going to stay on target in light of what we saw today. Obviously, the big concern is if you saw that kind of inflation, if you saw the economy overheating, as you say, the Fed might act quickly. And when the Fed acts quickly, that could have an adverse effect on the economy.
Well, so Lee, let me just really briefly touch on something that goes along with what David was saying, which is we are now injecting huge amounts of fiscal stimulus, tax cuts, and more deficit spending into this economy that is almost at full employment, which is going fine. And there is some little downstream risk here. Yeah.
There is, absolutely. And, you know, another point is, I mean, we're going to be paying for that for generations. I mean, that has so many implications that are not really being discussed enough right now. But another thing, just getting back to the overheating point, is that there is going to be another downturn. Mm-hmm. And the key thing is the Fed needs ammo to be able to deal with it. And so that, you know, as much as, you know, the interest rates are important when they come. I mean, we need them.
Interestingly enough, this is not actually a question, David, but a comment. Bill Gates said this week, oh, look, we're going to have another financial crisis. And we're like, oh, okay, great. Thanks, Bill. all right, let me turn to trade, since that was the big, big story of this week, David. And it goes like this. The president has said he's acting to protect American jobs, which he and the White House staff clearly believe. Peter Navarro, his chief trade guy, clearly believe that. What they're protecting, though, are steel producing jobs, not the downstream jobs.
Absolutely. And just you look at the numbers. There are like 140,000 jobs in the steel industry right now. You compare that to the size of the industry that uses steel for manufacturing. That is a much larger number. I mean, I was mystified until I wasn't by how this happened. I mean, it happened quickly and impulsively. And we all read about how that came about this week. And I think what we've seen in the days since is really, this White House just trying to figure out what it's going to do. We saw these exemptions for Canada and for Mexico. Obviously, Europe made some threats of its own that it's going to levy taxes or tariffs on bourbon and jeans and quintessential American products as it sort of waits to see if it's going to be exempt as well. So it seems like, you know, we've had the opening salvos of a trade war here. We're going to see what's going to happen. But my sense is the White House, like the rest of us, is trying to figure all this out.
We have 14 days, Lee, by statute, until these things go into effect. Do we think the Europeans are going to hold their fire, or are they just going to go at the president and say, you know what, you're either with us or you're against us?
I think they're gonna get together and try to negotiate something. I think they're not going to just accept these. But, you know, these have a lot of unintended consequences, including, I mean, you know, President Trump thinks he's doing this for the steel workers, but we export a lot of coal, and it's going to hurt the coal workers. It's going to hurt a lot of our imports are not for our consumer goods. They are for U.S. producers who make things. And so it goes into everything. And so it's really complicated.
David, I want to touch briefly on Peter Navarro, who I just mentioned, who is the president's chief trade advisor. Gary Cohn, who used to be, or still is, I suppose, but has announced his plans to resign. used to be the head of the National Economic Council. There is a tide turning, it seems, in economic policy at the White House.
Yeah, Peter Navarro, this professor of economics based out in California, found his way into the White House. He had his influence kind of diminished. Now it's back again. You know, we can play the parlor game of who's in power when it comes to this small economic team within the White House. I think you're right. I think the tide has turned, and we'll see how long that lasts. But I think it's you can't overstate sort of the importance of Gary Cohn leaving, what that means to investors. He's somebody that they, if they didn't know him, they felt like they knew him. And I think when that's gone, that's going to be a big difference.
Right. David Gura, he is an anchor at MSNBC. Lee Gallagher is at Fortune Magazine. Thanks, you two.
Thanks,
Kai.